Another point that President Trump must emphasize is we want the boards of election to quit destroying the ballots and the ballot images. People are not aware that this is happening all over the country. In Austin, Texas, 2014 city council race, Dr. Laura Presley, they shipped somebody in at the last minute who was not known in the area. She'd been an activist for 30 years, and she thought, how did I lose? So she goes down to Austin Board of Elections and says, I want to see the ballot images, because in Austin, they don't have any ballots. They just have the ballot images, which is criminal in itself. But so she goes in, and they say, we destroyed them. We destroyed the ballot images. And she said, well, by federal law, you can't destroy any election evidence for 22 years, for 22 months after the election. And they say, well, we destroyed them. So she took them to court. In court, the county where Austin, Texas is, the Board of Elections says, we destroyed them. Even though it's against federal law, the Secretary of State, who, by the way, was a conservative Republican, gave us permission to destroy him. So
wow.
She's now before the Texas Supreme Court. She's fighting the Secretary of State, who is himself should be going to jail because he destroyed the election evidence before the 22 months, as well as everybody at the Board of Elections there. But this is all over the country. I'm just giving the examples that have burst into controversy. And the judge at the lower level, after he rules against her, is defending the people who destroyed the ballots, the Secretary of State, the Board of Election officials. He fined her $100,000 for a frivolous suit. So she's got, we all know how frivolous it is to destroy all the ballot images or all the ballots. It's so frivolous, it fits in a few days of the election. So this judge, who himself belongs in jail, whoever he is, put a $100,000 fine on her. So now she's before the Texas Supreme Court. The exciting thing is that the Texas Attorney General, another conservative Republican, is siding with Laura. So it's now the Texas Secretary of State versus the Texas Attorney General. Of course, the Texas Attorney General is on the side of the angels. The other guy is on the side of corruption, crookedness, and anti-Americanism. The Secretary of State saying we're allowed to destroy the election evidence. Okay, so President Trump, you need to meet or call Laura Presley. She is a doctor, Dr. Laura Presley. She has engineering background, computer background, and she's someone you need to talk to up close and personal. By the way, Dr. Presley or John Brakey or Bev Harris or other people I might refer to favorably in this post, I have nothing official to do with any of them. I have just been told about them by reporters and or investigators. So I'm just saying these people, reading about them in the news and so forth, and looking at some of their YouTube videos and other work, Laura Presley would be a person you could team with to alert the nation to this criminality that's going on. So let's go to Alabama, which, frauds like Morning Joe and Wolf Blitzer, the Democrats are going to have a tremendous victory because, look, they won in Alabama. Well, that is probably one of the biggest vote frauds in history. As we said before, Richard Charnin, the great statistician from Florida, after he looked at what they claimed happened in the Democratic areas in the second half of the day, he said it's 15 billion to one that Judge Roy Moore won, not that goofy-looking Doug Jones. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. But he said 15 billion to one, okay? Well, 4 days before that election on December 12th, 2017, a lawsuit was brought by a Republican, Democrat, Independent, and Libertarian. Turns out this lawsuit was masterminded by John Brakey, who's another person you maybe should meet. He's a progressive, but he sees eye to eye with me and everybody else in this movement for honest elections. We don't argue. We want fair elections. That's something everybody across the board except the crooks wants, right? So Brakey brought a suit through some people in Alabama. He masterminded, and they asked the Alabama Attorney General, Secretary of State, Mr. Merrill, who is a conservative Republican, they said to the judge, we want you to order him not to destroy the ballot images. So there's ballots and ballot images in Alabama. Well, at noon on December 8th, the lower court said, yes, they should not destroy them if they can not do so, which of course they could. But Merrill takes the suit, and six hours later, he's in the Alabama Supreme Court, and the Alabama Supreme Court says to the Secretary of State of Alabama, you can destroy all the ballot images. Okay.
Wow, what a criminal syndicate.
It is a criminal syndicate, and it is worse than a criminal syndicate because this is how they are distorting the vote of the middle class over the last 30 years. This system was brought I've been fighting this since 1979, but they perfected computers across the boards by 1988, okay? So here comes this is international news that the Alabama Supreme Court, who are violating federal law, I guess they belong in jail too. How do we avoid that conclusion? And they say you can destroy the ballot. So one of the lawyers down in Alabama that I was in touch with said he looked at it, and if Judge Roy Moore, who they claimed lost by 1.5%, if he paid $1 million, would they let him look at the ballots that they still had? No. They said, if you pay us $1 million, we'll run the ballots through the computers again. And this lawyer said, that would be a waste of money, wouldn't it? I said, not only a waste of money, it's an insult to all of our intelligences. Let's go to Florida. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was very unpopular for tilting towards Hillary in the Democratic primaries. Now, Schultz and Hillary, they do not control the vote. It's the three companies we're going to mention next, the three big sinister election vendors. They're the ones who have the ability to change the vote. They own the programs, and they get the boards of election and the Secretary of State to sign, we will not look at your programs. We will not look at the software that's telling the computers what to do on election night. This is what our election officials do, completely abdicating their responsibilities. So in Deborah Wasserman Schultz race, she's running against Professor Canova. And he was like a Bernie Sanders guy, I guess. But Debbie was very unpopular for what she did within the will, tilting everything she could towards Hillary in the primaries and how they were running everything. And so when he lost, his people went into the Board of Elections in Broward County, which I believe is Miami, Florida, and they said, would like to see the ballot images. They had ballots and ballot images there. Would like to see the ballot images that are taken by the machines, and then the ballot images are what's counted, not the paper ballots. So the Board of Elections says to his people, we destroyed them. And they go to court, and they get in court and say, oh, don't worry, we still got the paper ballots. So they still committed a federal crime by destroying the ballot images. And Dr. Laura Pressey says the reason they have to destroy the ballot images, any computer person looking at an altered ballot image, it would be 10 times as big, they would know they altered it. That's why they have to destroy them when they're cheating, okay? So he goes in there, and then, oh, no, we'll let you see the ballots. So the judge says, okay, you can do that. They go in to see the ballots a little while later, and the Board of Elections says, we destroyed the ballots too. Now, there's an article in this in Politico, the website Politico. If you put in Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Tim Canova, Canova, and election or election fraud, you should be able to read the whole article on what was happening at least by a few months ago there. So, and then we had in Pennsylvania when they made a big deal, well, the Republican lost to the Democrat. This proves that Trump's empire. This proves that the country doesn't want all this stuff that Trump's doing. Well, in that one, it hit the news in Allegheny County, which was one of the counties of that congressional district, that the touchscreen, when the people were pushing the touchscreen run by Dominion, which used to be Diebold, when they're pushing the touchscreen, then it was switching votes from the Republican to the Democrat. Of course, the Democratic candidate, probably being horribly advised by his advisors, is so brain dead they don't even challenge that, and they accept the loss by a few hundred votes. Instead of challenging, I mean, the Republican and all the candidates are really so brain dead that they actually deserve to lose after all the time that this information has been around. And just because the big media won't cut care of it, nobody looks at it. So there's everywhere you look, and John Brakey is filing lawsuits around the country, everywhere you look, you can't get at the ballots or they destroy the ballot images. And in some cases, they destroy the ballots, but most of the time, there's just no way to get at the ballots. So this is another big point, and what President Trump and Senator Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is running for president for senator, and Marsha Blackburn is running for Senate in Tennessee, they should be saying, we're for an open count. We're for nobody destroying the ballots or the ballot images. Why aren't you for that, Chuck Schumer, in the Democratic Party? Why do you love these secret computer counts so much? Why do you want no check on who's voting, no ID or anything? And the news media, why have you covered this up for the last 30 years? Why have you not told the people how this system is working? And we'll get into that more if you go down to the next video. Why do you love these secret counts that are against two Supreme Court decisions? So, you're right, Nikki. It's like we're fighting a criminal syndicate, except what much worse, because this is determining how so much of the country and the world goes, how these elections come out.
Well, you know what? Our leaders are selected, not elected at this point. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, as and that's what we got to reverse this. And like Victoria Collier, who's the daughter of Jim and Ken Collier, who wrote Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, that book in 1992. And I worked with the Colliers for about 13 years till Jim died in 98, and they were super liberals. They were super 60s sex, drugs, and rock and roll people. And I'm this geeky conservative Catholic, but we never had one disagreement because all we did was work on honest elections. And that's the kind of unity Trump could bring to a lot of voters if he will again speak out and demand that we get back to honest, transparent elections. So at any rate, that's what has to be done. And Vicki Collier, I was going to say, she said, you can't vote the bums out because you didn't vote the bums in.
So true.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.